My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They long to go back. That's just the
right,
way
that's what I'm saying.
The way they're built.
Yeah, it doesn't scare them. It actually makes them want to do it again.
Right, and they're jealous of the other people who get to go if they don't get to go.
Yeah, I would be on Earth trying to build a MacArthur. That's what I would
do. Right, exactly.
Yeah. I would take my talents elsewhere after that.
All right, we'll reset in just a moment, I promise, with all the sports from last night. The Giants, the Mets, the Yankees, blah, 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 blah. Everything, and then more. And then we got Craig coming up around 20 after 9 to talk about the big weekend. Yankees, Rangers right here on The Fan. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. On the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, final hour of the final day of the week as you are pretty much at the weekend, and perhaps, the rain will move out so that you have a beautiful Saturday and Sunday, and that does seem to be the case. Built Ford Tough Studio. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Coming up at 9:20, we'll hear from Craig. We'll talk Yankees Rangers and his debut in the Yankee broadcast booth. Looking forward to that. A lot this morning, as you can imagine, and we can, if you want, we can kind of start where we started this morning, and that would be, and kind of run through all of it real quick with the preseason of football. Football is here. We're kind of in that mode.
Yeah.
Just your quick takeaway from vanilla, as we know, but your quick takeaway from last night's Giants-Lions game.
I think you hit it right on the head. Daboll had came out and said that there weren't going to be any emotions. It's going to be very downhill football. It was very vanilla. I think the fact that we did have Malik Nabers out there, he looked good for the most part. Obviously, we didn't get him the ball, meaning Drew Locke, who started at quarterback for them, didn't get him the ball. But overall, it was a very vanilla game. The ones didn't play, which I'm always against. Even if it's the first game, get him a series, get him two series. I remember when I was with the great Bill Cowher, man, he used to put us out there. If we didn't look good on the first series, he'd be like, you're going back out there. Mm. It was almost in our minds that we had to score or at least look good enough for him to pull us out of the game. And I think that kind of gives you, we talk about football starting, it puts you in that mode. Like, we got to get going. Like, once our feet are in cleats, we got to start playing some football. But overall, the game was what it was. I didn't take anything from it. I thought, Eric Gray had a good game, obviously. I thought the linebacker, Deontay Johnson, he looked amazing. I thought he looked fast and furious. But overall, it was a vanilla game. It was misty. It was wet. It was all right.
It was all right. And then for the Jets, obviously, this weekend, start tomorrow with the Commanders. No Aaron Rodgers, but there are things you'll be looking for in this, or not so much, because you're not really sure who's going to play tomorrow.
Nobody knows who's going to play.
Yeah.
But I think for this Jets team, it's a matter of just coming out fast, right? I think they struggled with it in the past. So if they can just come out fast, be ready to go. I think that hopefully we see at least sauce in them, guys. Try to get a rep. You know, you're talking about fighting your way onto the field. Hopefully you get a series or two. It's always good to get those guys get those guys going early. So we'll see what happens.
It's funny how the conversation, surrounding who plays, who doesn't, is all over the league, and rightfully so. the two teams you actually see that in game one are playing their guys are, you know, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Like, Joe Burrow's actually playing.
And there you go.
Burrow's playing.
And Burrow's going to play
so
too.
That's why I'm scratching my head. I'm like, this for a 41-year-old guy who's coming off Achilles, you want to kind of rev that car up now.
Yeah.
Let's not rev it up in San Francisco against the San Francisco 49ers.
I get the sense that at some point, clearly not tomorrow, but I do believe that he will get some reps somewhere. I don't know if it's, I know Robert Saleh said it won't be the second game, could be the third. Whether it's second or third, I do think he will get on the field at some point.
Yeah.
And he has to.
From go all of course, it says that he wants to get out there.
Yeah.
He wants to get out there, but I think obviously they would probably decapitate, you know, Robert Saleh, if he something happened to him in the preseason.
But you know what? You made such a good point yesterday in that, like, you know what the schedule is. So it's not like you're ignoring it. But it's almost like when you hear you talk about it, you're really going to have the guy go from not playing in a year and a half to the Niners defense on the road in prime time?
Right.
I mean, you want to talk. I forget which Giant was talking about the speed of the game. And I know the speed of the game for Aaron Rodgers will never be too fast at this point in his career. But you're going to be going against might be the fastest defense in the NFL.
But it's not in that. His offensive line. It's a patchwork group. Simpson, Moses. I mean, Moses is a play for the Jets, but he's coming off a peck. You're talking about Tyron Smith, what he looks like coming up to week one. Hopefully he's full going. There's no setbacks with him. Elijah Vera Tucker's coming off an injury. Joe Tippmann, he's the youngest of the five. He have to get him going, but all of them haven't been able to go with Aaron Rodgers on the field together. So you want to get all that together. Because I said this yesterday, the guy who they see on the practice field won't be the guy they see on Sunday. That guy will have the cape on. That guy will be paying attention to a different level of detail. His intensity will be different, and he's going to be locked in because he understands what's at stake. So get all that out the way, yep. Right? Like, let's get all that out the way. You have two games. Play him the first series against the Washington. That's what I would do. And then for the Carolina game, give him a quarter.
Yep.
And then the third one, get him a half. If you're really trying to protect him, don't have him play at all. And I understand why, because the Giants have a better defense.
Understood. Here's Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. Good. Hey, you know, I'm told that the Jets are obviously a big. And Willie, by the way, I love your work.
Thank you.
You do a great job on TV. That whole thing after the Jet game is always so interesting. And I think you guys tell it like it is. So, you know, with the Jets, I mean, there's so much going on. I talked about this on the radio before. There's so much dependent on him at this point, and that meaning Rodgers. And, you know, and I know I was joking with him about the offensive line, but when you touched on it, Smith all of a sudden got a little tightness. Moses, 34 years old. You know, he is 3 years late. He's going to be 41 years old. He hasn't played. A lot of people say, oh, you take a year off, you're that much stronger. I don't know. I think the last couple of years wasn't his greatest years for Rodgers. I thought he could have gotten his team to the playoffs. He did not, and gone further in the playoffs. So I don't want to equate it to like a Phil Jackson when he came in, because he's general manager who was really lackadaisical, didn't really care, and I know he does. But there's so much dependent, the coaching staff, the whole year on this one guy, Super Bowl or bust. So I think the pressure is enormous. And again, I don't know if he is the guy that's going to stay healthy the whole year. And so I'm really curious. You got two ends of the spectrum. You got Jones. They're expecting him to step it up, not to a Super Bowl, but to step it up. But the Rodgers, the pressure on him is amazing, guys.
You know what's interesting, though?
Let's see how it goes.
You know what? I know where you're coming from. I don't know that the pressure.
It's too big for Aaron Rodgers.
No,
yeah, I think he's built. This is why you went out and got Aaron.
Yeah,
Rodgers.
If you're gonna ask me who feels it more or most, I would think it's Joe Douglas because he's the one.
I think it's Woody Johnson. I think it's Nathaniel Hackett. I think it's Robert Saleh.
Right. I mean, so it's the coaching staff, because if it doesn't go well with Rodgers, you can make every case that they're not going to get another chance. Aaron Rodgers is secure in his legacy and his career.
But that goes back to what I said yesterday. There's two different point of focus for this locker room. Aaron Rodgers is solidified. There's no validation with him. He's playing because he just wants to play.
Yes.
This locker room and this organization is fighting for a playoff berth. They haven't been in, 14 years, 15 years. The last time they had hopes was when Mark Sanchez was at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then once they broke up that locker room, they was in dismay until currently, as of right now, right? With all the quarterback changes and so forth and so on. So for me, I think Woody's terrified, right, from this standpoint. Because when they broke up that locker room in 2000, 13, right, when Bart Scott and all those guys got up out of there, they didn't have an answer. There was nobody in place. They drafted Geno Smith. That didn't happen. Then it was Fitzpatrick. That was a little glimmer of hope. And then it was on and on and on. They've drafted number one quarterbacks on and on.
How does it work?
And it's been at this point, it's all on Aaron Rodgers to be that guy and to give back what they've been waiting for, a Super Bowl, right? They haven't won a Super Bowl, 68?
And haven't been back to one.
Correct. So it's like, at this point, yeah, the pressure is on Aaron Rodgers, but it's more so on this organization, because if Aaron Rodgers doesn't deliver with all the things they've been able to acquire, where do you go from here? Because you know you only have Aaron for two more years.
And
there's nobody coming down the pipeline that's going to equate to who that man is.
Which is why now would be the time to find that guy. But you're right. And like I said, Aaron Rodgers at the end of the day is Aaron Rodgers. And while I don't think, no matter how it goes here, if he got injured again, it is what it is. He was an older player, couldn't stay on the field, so be it. Aaron Rodgers still going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
If Aaron Rodgers ever won here, though, he goes into the Hall of Fame like... I mean, he's already a legendary quarterback, but my God!
But you also have to think. You got Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner, and you have these young studs coming up. That when it comes, you know, paycheck time, do they still want to be here with an Aaron Rodgers-less team? You know, for them, because yeah, the money matters, but you also want to win, man. Mm-hmm. Like, because yeah, you can be as rich as you want, but you can also get your head caved in every Sunday. And you're like, yeah, my pockets is fat, but we ain't got a shot out here. Yeah. I've been a part of those teams. That's a very dark football team.
Yeah.
So those are questions that if they're able to win this year, that changes how those guys view what they want to do or how they want to be a part of that organization moving forward.
What you're talking about are one of the more impressive things when you see a team that still plays hard.
Yeah,
when you're getting
guys did last year. I give that defense a lot of credit. They battled tough through and through last year.
No doubt. But you've got teams that can just flat out quit. When you talk about those brutally cold, dark days in November, December, when you're out of it, and it's like, you still got to go to work, though. And it ain't easy.
No, my time with the Steelers, that was the Browns. I remember we played the Browns one time. We were on our way to the playoffs, and it was like the cold December game in Pittsburgh. And late in the game, we go in tank formation. We're just going to run the ball and kind of get out the clock. One of the guys, I forgot his name. He was just like, hey, man, let's get through this, man. My bags are already packed. Don't hurt me. Don't cut me.
I want to get out of here.
Yeah, he was already looking for a sandal vacation.
Oh, I understand.
You don't want to be a part of those teams.
Bags are packed. Get the hell out.
He didn't care what happened.
All right, when we come back, a little bit of a different format here. No Peter Schwartz here. Craig Carton. We will talk Yankees, Rangers, Craig, Susan in the broadcast booth on the other side. So don't go away. It's Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I see what you did there, Al. I remember this song back in the day for this next guest. Next guest. Phil Fortub Studio, Boomer and Geo program, Willie Colon, myself, in for the guys. And in for himself tonight in the Yankees broadcast booth right here on the Fan with Susan Waldman calling Yankees Rangers. That is, of course, if the game doesn't get rained out and postponed for a doubleheader tomorrow, which would be delicious. Is one Craig Carton. Craig, good morning, Spank. How are you?
My Lord, let's hope we don't have a day-night double.
I got to be honest with you. We sat around in a circle and had a prayer for it.
Yeah. By the way, 20-mile-per-hour winds and rain nonstop. I'm surprised they haven't called the game already.
Not
and what's
great.
Funny is that I went to Tuesday's game to get a little lay of the land, meet some people, walk around a little bit, kind of see the broadcast booth.
How'd that go?
I pulled into the Yankee garage. At 3:23, at 3:24, my phone rang. Hey, bud, game's canceled.
So did you just turn around? Or did you go in and see anybody?
So that was the big debate. Do I just turn around and drive, you know, an hour and a half back home? I decided since I was there anyway, I went and saw the broadcast booth, which I'd never been into before.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. Awesome. I met Aaron Boone in person for the first time, so now we're more than just pen pals.
That's what I thought. You guys never met.
No, he gives me the fist a lot, though, right. In our text messages, which kind of just made me feel like he loved me.
Right.
But for 3 years, we talk, I don't want to exaggerate, but every couple weeks we'll text each other or talk to each other. And Tuesday was the first time we met, and when I saw him, it was right after his press conference, and he walked up to me and he touched me, and he said, "You're real."
Well, you never met each other.
I haven't showered since.
There you go. So, what is today like for you? Are you excited about this? You nervous about it? What are you going to get there at 4 o'clock or so? Was that about right for a 7 o'clock game?
Oh no, Jerry! I'll be there at 2:30, my friend.
2:30. Wow, that's early.
Well, so I'm trying to. I just want to do what whoever sits in that seat normally does, and I've talked to Susan about it, and she's there about 2:30 to 3:00. I guess the locker room's open until I don't know 3:30. Then you're on the field. You get to talk to the guys. Aaron Boone has a press conference typically at 4 o'clock. So I'm going to try to take all that in. And then I'm going to go up to the booth. I'm going to sit down in the seat that only a few men have ever gotten to sit into, or women. And I'm going to fill out my little Evan Roberts scorecard. I made my own at home. Because I remember back in the day when I was a young child and I was in high school, I took a sports broadcasting class from the legendary Bob Wolfe. And Bob Wolfe stayed in my life throughout my career until he unfortunately passed away many years ago. But he was a mentor of mine. And one of the things I took out of that class, because he showed it to us, was how professional broadcasters keep play-by-play sheets if you're doing play-by-play for baseball. So I went out to CBS. I bought a couple manila folders. I've now started to create my own, I don't know what you call those, scorecards or something, right?
Right, sure.
And I'm excited. It's going to be great.
I think you're going to kill it. We've talked about this.
That's my dude right there.
I think you're going to kill it. I think we've talked this as a community here. It's just a matter of, you know, you staying engaged.
Right. What is going to keep you from leaving in the top of the fourth inning that you've had enough?
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. Usually that's about the inning I leave in. And someone made a good point, and they're right. This will be the first baseball game I watch to completion in years.
Decades.
But here's what's going to keep me there. I'm very good friends with the sous chef of legends. All right? He has already reached out, and the Yankees have already blessed us. Every two innings, they're bringing me more food.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah. So it's like sushi in the second, prime rib in the fourth. Mm. You know, I don't know, shrimp cocktail in the sixth. So
just don't choke on your
meat. That's like, how do I respond to that?
You don't.
I won't choke on. I'll just slap it.
Do what you got to do. I heard you say something the other day. I don't know where it was. Maybe it was the station or somewhere else. I did not know that you actually wanted to do play-by-play. I thought you always wanted to be a talk show host in college.
Well, both. So I certainly wanted to be a talk show host, and I did at a place called Z89, which is one of the best student-run stations in the country, at least at the time. I imagine it still is. But I always loved doing really basketball play-by-play. So I was the voice of the Syracuse Orange women for 3 years. When I graduated college and my first job in radio was in Buffalo at WGR, I also, this is a little known fact, I was the play-by-play voice of the University of Buffalo men's basketball team.
I didn't know that. All those years working with you, never knew that.
Yeah, for one season until I eventually went to Cleveland and had to give that gig up, obviously. So I always thought I was really good at basketball. I could do basketball. Obviously, I did that one hockey game with Boomer way back in the day. The Islanders, Penguins game, and baseball. I've done it twice. All right, I did a Cyclone game with Boomer years ago.
I remember.
And before that, when I graduated, when I was a senior in college, very quick story. NBC Sports used to bring their A-team truck to Syracuse, so that all the kids that were majoring in some kind of sports production or camera work, etc., could get a real life experience before graduating. Okay, so they would actually produce a Syracuse Chiefs game. At the time, the Chiefs were the AAA team for the Toronto Blue Jays, and the majority of that team was the team that went on to win the 93 World Series against the Phillies, okay? So they bring me in to do play-by-play. The Syracuse are playing against the Pawtucket Paw Sox, and they've got a guy on their team named Mo Vaughn, who at the time was a bonus baby, got like a $1 million bonus, and it was like unheard of at the time, okay? So I'm only hoping now that it's an easy start, 1-2-3 inning, maybe a single to left, just kind of get in the flow of the game. In the first inning, there's a double steal, there's a wild pitch, like it's mayhem, and I'm shot. So Mo Vaughn gets up, he hits the ball to deep left center field. Derek Bell was playing center for them at the time.
Oh, wow.
I don't know where the hell the ball is, I can't see it. But I see Derek Bell stops about 10 feet short of the wall, and he's crouched like he's going to play it off the wall. So I go, deep fly ball to left center field. It may go high off the wall. Bell's going to play it on a hop. Mo Vaughn's trucking for two, right? And Mo Vaughn was running like Giancarlo Stanton running, okay? And the ball was 50 feet over the fence.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
so
man.
The guy who's doing the color starts elbowing me. He's like, it's not. And the whole thing just went down very quickly from that, so. That'll be fun.
I will tell Willie, you'll enjoy this if Craig remembers. So that first game you alluded to, the Cyclones game.
Yeah.
How'd the ninth inning go?
The ninth inning, actually, Boomer calls for a suicide squeeze.
No. That was the seventh inning, because guess who left after the seventh inning and left it to me and Adam the Bull?
Did I leave?
You got up. Boomer had enough. He did call that play. You guys, during the commercial break, looked at each other and said, that's enough.
We're done.
And then you looked to me and the Bull, who were behind you guys, and said, would you like to finish? I did the eighth inning. Bull did the ninth inning. You guys took off.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that. But I do remember this. So we get to, I guess it's MCU Park. I don't know what it's called now. We get out there for the Cyclone game. And at the time, Chris Carlin, I think, was still working with the show. Maybe he had just left the show, whatever it was. but I guess he covered the Cyclones. So he kind of gave us our pregame prep of, we'd never heard of any of the players. They're all minor league players. And he's like, nobody hits home runs here. So the one thing you don't have to worry about is having a home run call. There was a highly thought of prospect in the Mets organization named, I think it was like Reese Havens. You could check me on that.
Yeah, no, I remember that name.
And he gets up, like second pitch, third pitch of the game, first batter of the game, hits a ball into the Atlantic Ocean. All right? And I was like, that son of a bitch set me up. He knew that this kid could hit home runs. Because the only thing he kept saying to us was, there's no home runs hit here. There's no, there'll be the ones that you don't have to worry about, no home runs. And wouldn't you know, the first guy of the game hits a home run. The home run call, it was half decent, kind of stunk. Boomer called me out on it, and away we went. But yeah, I would never forget that. I was so mad at him.
Craig, I listen, we're praying for good weather, right? We're not praying for bad weather. We want this thing to be an amazing experience. Have you talked? You said you've talked to Susan already. Everything is clear under the water, right? It's just she's greeting you with open arms.
Yeah, it's going to be good. As she has said, and I've said, you know, she's a professional. I'm a sometimes professional, and I view it this way. Look, you know, she's obviously done it a long time, and I've said what I've said about her over the years, and I can't take any of that back, and I don't. I will say this. This is still the New York Yankees.
Correct.
And I have great respect for the New York Yankees and what the pinstripe stands for. I obviously have great relationships with the Yankees, or they never would have asked me to do it, and that's key to this whole thing. The New York Yankees called me. This wasn't some, you know, crazy idea I had or that the architect had. The New York Yankees think that I'll be really good at doing play-by-play for them. All right, great. So I'm not going to say no to that opportunity, but I'm also not going to be stupid, right? This is the New York Yankees, and this is a regular season game in a pennant. Well, this is a race for the division with Baltimore. Now, they're locked to make the playoffs at this point. The game means a lot to a lot of people, and I'm going to treat it accordingly. Now, I'm going to have my fun when I can. I can, you know, be jovial, and I think we'll be great going back and forth. But when it comes to doing the actual game, I'll treat it with the respect that I think it deserves. You know, they lost back-to-back games. You guys might know that.
I am well aware of that, and they lost to a bad Angels team in those back-to-back games. Let me ask you this, because we, for years, and have continued to, we dissect home run calls and big plays. Are any of them scripted, or are you going to let it fly?
No. Well, you know, if you know anything about me, you know, I don't script anything. I've obviously played over my head, you know, types of calls. But I also think, like, you know, the fancy kind of unique home run call, at least here in New York, that's a John Sterling thing, right? So I think you have to be careful. If you go down that road, people viewing you as, come on, man, that's what Sterling did. Like, do your own thing.
Right.
So I'm sure I'll have certain phrases and terminology that has never been mentioned on a baseball game before, because that's what I do. But you know, I don't think you should sit there waiting for me to give you, you know, some type of, you know, Irish limerick from 1843 to describe a home run.
Well, I mean, you were the one that brought us the witch's nipple with the basketball, so maybe you got something for the baseball diamond.
Yeah, I was very creative back in the day, I have to say.
I do remember that.
Yeah. It's not a girl that wants to dance for you at a Bronx strip club. It's an actual basketball term.
It is a basketball term, yes. All right, last one for me, and then, Willie, you can have the last one.
Well, Willie knows the spots. Don't think he does.
I'm learning about Willie over the last 2 days, for
sure. Willie told me something I fact-checked him on. He was right. You know, there's more Johnny Walker Red sold in at one particular Bronx strip house than any other place on the planet.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Where tell you?
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. Where?
Where? Like you're going.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. You set me up for something. What the hell can I tell you? All right, let me ask you
this. I'll tell you a quick strip club story.
Oh, why not?
I will not name names. So years ago, when we used to travel to whatever Monday night game Boomer was doing, the entire lot of us, the crew of us, I think Joey was with us, we went down to New Orleans, all right? And we had someone that we worked closely with who wanted to have a go at it on the pole at a New Orleans strip club. And I went into the club.
Well, it was Al.
I was there.
I said it was Al on the pole.
I'm not going to say who it was, but I had to negotiate with the GM of the club, give him some cash, and then this person all of a sudden was wearing strip club clothes and was dancing on the on a pole. It was great.
Amazing.
Only you. All right, this goes well. Because I think I think it's going to go well. Eddie, just so you know, your pal Eddie is hoping for a car crash, as he said.
Well, that's what Eddie does.
That's
love right there.
Well, he wants to have some fun with you, and we will. Boomer's back on Monday, so we'll play all the highlights, good and bad, and everything in between. I think it's going to go quite well, actually, because I know when you put your mind to you're very good at it. So let's say it goes the way I think it's going to go. Is this something you've ever thought of? And I'm not saying the Yankees, but is it something you've ever thought of that you would actually do?
On a full-time basis, like leave any other job I've got and be the play-by-play guy of my team?
Correct.
Not up until now, no.
Well, I'm asking about now because now the opportunities are for you.
Look, Fox is very, very good to me. You may know that I host a show that's on in the morning on Fox Sports 1.
I have heard.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 9:30. Look, I'm very happy they're very, very good to me. You know, they're obviously allowing me to do this once the Yankees came and asked. Everyone knows I'm a radio guy at heart also, which that's a true statement about me that I can make. Look, who knows? If the New York Yankees called and there's enough zeros on that check, I would certainly consider it.
Answered the way I think. Well, maybe you parlay this into a Fox thing and get rid of Joe Davis.
Maybe he's great. I can't do that. That guy's awesome. He looks like he's 18. It's awesome. He's great.
Yeah,
but,
no, he
I'll say this. I saw the other day we were promoting that Fox had a triple header. Someone's got to do the other two games, and it can't be Kenny Albert all the time.
That is true. At Fox, there could be plenty of opportunity. Like,
it might be cool if I could do the Fox thing during football season and do the Yankee thing during baseball season. That might be interesting.
That would be pretty good.
I'm sure that could happen, right?
That would be pretty good. Yeah. But then again,
there's no way that could happen.
By the way, the Yankees play during football season.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Good old September and October. Yeah. Anything for you, Willie?
That's it, man. I'm proud of you, and I know you're going to do well.
Al's got a question for you.
Yeah?
I know when we used to do remote broadcasts, you would always show up with a bag full of candy. Are you going to do a similar thing? And have you picked out your candies? Chuckles, I know you like. The fruity, gummy candies you like.
So I've got two bags of Spice Drops in my broadcast bag.
Spice Drops?
Yep, I've got two bags of Spice Drops, and I don't know if it's good anymore, but I did throw in last Halloween's candy corn.
I'm
a candy corn guy.
Yeah, but it's from last year, he said.
Well, but it's not open. It's not open. It's not open.
Okay. Here's the last thing you don't need, to end up on the toilet in the fifth inning.
No. I'm good. I already went twice today, so I'm good.
It's 9:40. I guess the real question since is, Tuesday.
What are the predictions? Are we playing baseball tonight or no?
I'm going to say day-night doubleheader tomorrow.
Oof.
And I only say it respectfully because of what they put there. Not what they did. Major League Baseball makes that decision too. But the fact that the Angels weren't coming back, they had to get last night in, which was a disaster for the fans. If you've got a crappy weather night again, I could see them at 3:30 saying, you know what, the weekend is gorgeous. We'll see you tomorrow. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, the real problem now, sorry, Will, is I think there's only like one open date on the calendar the rest of the way. So there's not a lot of places to make games up. So my fear is that I go out there at 2:30 and they're like, well, we're going to wait to see if it passes.
If it is a double, do you go home? What are you doing?
Yeah, I gotta go home. I'm like Private Mayo and all of a sudden, gentlemen, I got nowhere to go.
How about I'll just
come by the bar?
There you go.
Come by my bar.
I'll paint this picture for you. Arrival at 2:30, departure at about 7:10 when the game gets called. Get home by 9, up and out by 7 a.m. to get to the ballpark by 10. To be there for 12 hours with 3 hours to kill in between to turn back around on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, this job
for a 1 o'clock game.
And I tell you, it's funny. I was asked if it's a day night doubleheader, do you really want to do the night game? Like, what we could have, like, you know, Justin or Emmanuel will do a great job. Like, one of those, they'll be there. Like, do you want me to just have them do the game?
No.
Well, you, I can't do that. No. Like, I committed to doing it. I wanted to. It's going to be fun.
And you know what?
You
know it, man. Game 1, 2, and 3, each one's going to get better and better and better. So enjoy the hell out of it.
Well, a lot of people are saying that to me, that, you know, by the time you get to even like midway through the first game or the start of the second game, you'll be comfortable and it'll get better. That intimates that I really screw the pooch in game one.
No. I disagree. Now, I disagree. You got to get all the cobwebs out because you haven't done it. And once you figure out all the commercial breaks, the timing, now you're ready to fly. It has nothing to do with whether the calls will be good enough. I think it's more the comfortability of just the lay of the land and the timing of everything.
So what's interesting about that is the one thing they said to me, there are a lot of commercial reads. If anyone's ever listened to Yankee games, obviously, it's, you know, there's a lot of promotions and reads and commercials and whatnot, right? And someone was funny, they said to me, like, look, here's the deal. Unlike when you did a talk show here at The Fan and you pushed all the commercials back to the last half hour, you actually have to read these when we give them to you.
Yeah, I know. Your engineer will hand them to you and you got to read them. That's the way it goes.
I remember that because, you know, we were in, like, I remember Al and I would be in the Westwood One booth watching Boomer do games with Marv Albert or Kevin Harlan, et cetera. And there, Howie Denaroff, who ran Westwood One for a long time, yeah, he'd have all these index cards like on a board to the left of him. And every 2 seconds, he's handing one of those two guys an index card to read. So yep. I imagine it'll be like that.
Very much so. We got to go. We are looking forward to it. We're rooting for you. Go get it. Enjoy the weekend, all right?
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. And fingers crossed, whatever I give you to replay on Monday is only good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Thanks, Greg. Good luck. There you go. Greg Garten tonight on The Fan and all weekend with Susan on the Yankee broadcast. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. We'll get Peter in next with Moment of the Day, and then we'll wrap things up and get you to your weekend on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go away.
It's The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Friday. Weekend is upon us. But before we get you to the weekend, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got one more segment with the very handsome and rather large Peter Schwartz.
Now you're lying. No, come on. We've known each other a long time. You don't have to lie.
All good. That said, this is a little bit of a shorter segment. Yeah. Moment of the day, a couple of clips, and away we go to the weekend.
Let's flip through this. This report is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. One last look at yesterday's Olympic basketball game. Big scare for the United States men's team. They dug a 17-point hole against Serbia in the semifinal.
Micic, 6 seconds left. Micic's going to have to hurry. Bogdanovic puts it up. Short. And the United States, trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
I was thinking of Noah, like, watching a lot of these highlights last night and this morning. Like, he's done NBA games, obviously, and NFL playoff games and all that. So it's amazing. He's so young and so good at what he does. But to be sitting there calling that game with that collection of stars on the court at one time, you got to be thinking, like, 10 years ago I was playing, you know, NBA 2K jam with these guys. For real. And now he's doing the... And it was Durant, and it was LeBron. Remember your mic. LeBron, Durant, like all these guys. Steph Curry, and there he is in Paris doing these games. So awesome.
And he'll probably be a huge part of NBC's NBA coverage. No question about it. And Dwayne Wade's really good, too. So I think that
Dwayne
would be...
Dwayne Wade was good. I listened to some of his stuff. He was good.
That was Noah Eagle, obviously, on NBC Olympics. USA over Serbia, 95-91, to advance to the gold medal game Saturday against France. The USA women's basketball team plays their semifinal game today against Australia at 11:30. We'll move along to baseball at Yankee Stadium. Rough night for Nestor Cortez.
Runners take their leads. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Cortez delivers. And it's reached for, plunked in the air, right center field, drops in for a base hit. Scoring from third is Stefanik. Here comes Neto. He'll touch home as well. Up to second goes Ohapi, and Pilar connects with a soft hit, two-run single with two outs. It's 4-1, Angels.
Justin Shackle here on The Fan, Yankee Stadium. Angels beat the Yankees 9-4 tonight. It's the Yankees and the Rangers in the Bronx, of course, with Craig Carton doing the game Craig with Susan Waldman. Yes, absolutely. Now to Denver, where the Mets flex their muscles against the Rockies.
4-0 Mets, top of the third, the 0-1. Swung on and crushed way out to left center field. Hillier's just a spectator as this one goes halfway up the seats and left. Number two this afternoon for Pete Alonso, and it's a 5-0 Mets lead in the third.
Pat McCarthy on WCBS 880. Pete Alonso hit two home runs. Mark Vientos also homered. Mets win 9-1. They're off to Seattle, open the series with the Mariners tonight.
Amazing to think, real quick, to think that a couple of years ago you got John and Susan in the Yankee booth. You got Howie still there, obviously. But, like, these days you've got the Justin Shackles, Emmanuels, Keith Rad, Pat McGuire. Like, how the turnover and how young it's gotten very quickly.
Absolutely. And other really teams, wild. Too. You know, you had Howie did the Islanders for so long. And now, Brendan Burke took over. And I think probably a matter of time before Kenny takes over for Sam.
You would think
Rangers TV, and then they'll elevate somebody else to do radio.
Sam still sounds phenomenal.
He does. He absolutely has not lost a step at all. I'm not trying to push him out. He does a great job. Preseason football, Giants beat the Lions 14-3 at MetLife Stadium. The Jets had a combined practice with the Commanders yesterday at Florham Park. They'll take on the Commanders noon tomorrow at MetLife. And, of course, the Knicks had the press conference with Jalen Brunson yesterday, said all the right things once again as he took the pay cut and signed that extension. It is time for Moment of the Day. It is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
You know, tequila. Tequila. Craig, there's a great example. Day one, not so good. Day two, a little better. Day three, Day four, you got it.
Boom.
So by game three, Craig will nail this
thing.
There
you go.
For sure.
So Sunday afternoon, tune into that game.
Well done, Pete. There you go. Moment of the day.
So early on in the show, we were talking about bruises. We were talking about contusions. Yeah. And it brought up Willie talking about an injury he had while playing for the Steelers and a piece of apparatus. He had to start carrying it around and not only used it around the house, but also a night out on the town.
So I had to wear a donut for like 3 months. I had to sit wear a donut. Like I'm walking
what
around
mean,
with
wear
Cliff.
A donut. What, I don't know what that means.
Nobody can wear a donut. I apologize. I had to sit on a donut and finish the season. I practiced this day. I had a big old black and right on my tailbone. It was killing me. I actually went on a date I took my donut to the restaurant. And the young lady I was courting at the time, she was just like, "So what is that?" I was like, "This is my donut. Are you going to have apps? Are you going to do apps?" And she was like, "Do you not want to talk about the donut?" I was like, "What is there to talk about? I look like I'm 7 feet sitting at the table because of the donut." Because
a lot of people need a donut if they have hemorrhoids. So she was probably wondering if you have hemorrhoids or if you had an injury.
I had a big blue
donut.
Why
would you have not rescheduled that? I mean, we talk about confidence. That's a lot of confidence to have a shifted ass and sitting on a donut with a new date.
I was having I wanted to filet mignon.
There you go. Moment of the day.
That was some date.
Sex juice on your donut.
What? What did that say?
Sex juice on your donut.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry I asked. Good job.
Nice working with everybody this week.
Yeah, we'll see you
awesome,
next week.
Pete.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Friday. Weekend is upon us. But before we get you to the weekend, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got one more segment with the very handsome and rather large Peter Schwartz.
Now you're lying. No, come on. We've known each other a long time. You don't have to lie.
All good. That said, this is a little bit of a shorter segment.
Yeah.
Moment of the day, couple of clips, and away we go to the weekend.
Let's flip through this. This report is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. One last look at yesterday's Olympic basketball game. Big scare for the United States men's team. They dug a 17-point hole against Serbia in the semifinal.
Micic, 6 seconds left. Micic going to have to hurry. Bogdanović puts it up. Short. And the United States, trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
I was thinking of Noah, like watching a lot of these highlights last night and this morning. Like he's done NBA games, obviously, and NFL playoff games and all that. So it's amazing. He's so young and so good at what he does. But to be sitting there calling that game with that collection of stars on the court at one time, you got to be thinking like 10 years ago I was playing, you know, NBA 2K Jam with these guys. For real. And now he's doing the... And it was... Yeah, and it was Durant and it was LeBron. Remember your mic. LeBron, Durant, like all these guys. Steph Curry, and there he is in Paris doing these games. So awesome.
And he'll probably be a huge part of NBC's NBA
no
coverage.
Doubt.
No question
no
about
doubt.
It. And Dwayne Wade's really good too. So I think that
Dwayne Wade was good. I listened to some of his stuff. He was good.
That was Noah Eagle, obviously, on NBC Olympics, USA over Serbia 95-91 to advance to the gold medal game Saturday against France. The USA women's basketball team plays their semifinal game today against Australia at 11:30. We'll move along to baseball at Yankee Stadium. Rough night for Nestor Cortez.
Runners take their leads. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Cortez delivers. And it's reached for, plunked in the air, right center field, drops in for a base hit. Scoring from third is Stefanik. Here comes Neto. He'll touch home as well. Up to second goes Ohapi, and Pilar connects with a soft hit, two-run single with two outs. It's 4-1, Angels.
Justin Shackle here on The Fan, Yankee Stadium. Angels beat the Yankees 9-4 tonight. It's the Yankees and the Rangers in the Bronx, of course, with Craig Carton doing the game
Craig
with Susan Waldman. Yes, absolutely. Now to Denver, where the Mets flex their muscles against the Rockies.
4-0 Mets, top of the third, the 0-1. Swung on and crushed way out to left center field. Hillier's just a spectator as this one goes halfway up the seats and left. Number two this afternoon for Pete Alonso, and it's a 5-0 Mets lead in the third.
Pat McCarthy on WCBS 880. Pete Alonso hit two home runs. Mark Vientos also homered. Mets win 9-1. They're off to Seattle, open the series with the Mariners tonight.
Amazing to think, real quick, to think that a couple of years ago you got John and Susan in the Yankee booth. You got Howie still there, obviously. But, like, these days, you've got the Justin Shackles, Emmanuels, Keith Rad, Pat McCarthy, like, how the turnover and how young it's gotten very quickly.
Absolutely. And other
really
teams,
wild.
Too. You know, you had Howie did the Islanders for so long.
And now,
Brendan
sure.
Burke took over. And I think probably a matter of time before Kenny takes over for Sam.
You would think
Rangers TV,
think.
And then they'll elevate somebody else to do radio.
Sam still sounds phenomenal.
He does. He absolutely has not lost a step at all. I'm not trying to push him out. He does a great job. Preseason football, Giants beat the Lions 14-3 at MetLife Stadium. The Jets had a combined practice with the Commanders yesterday at Florham Park. They'll take on the Commanders noon tomorrow at MetLife. And, of course, the Knicks had the press conference with Jalen Brunson yesterday, said all the right things once again as he took the pay cut and signed that extension. It is time for Moment of the Day. It is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
You know, Craig,
tequila.
Tequila. Craig, there's a great example. Day one, not so good. Day two, a little better. Day three, Day four, you got it.
Boom.
So by game three, Craig will nail this
thing.
There
you go.
For sure.
So Sunday afternoon, tune into that game.
Well done, Pete. There you go. Moment of the day.
So early on in the show, we were talking about bruises. We were talking about contusions.
Yeah.
And it brought up Willie talking about an injury he had while playing for the Steelers and a piece of apparatus. He had to start carrying it around and not only used it around the house, but also a night out on the town.
So I had to wear a donut for like 3 months. I had to sit wear a donut. Like I'm walking
what
around
mean,
with
wear a donut. What I don't know what that means.
Nobody can wear a donut. I apologize. I had to sit on a donut and finish the seat. I practiced this thing. I had a big old black and right on my tailbone. It was killing me. I actually went on a date I took my donut to the restaurant. And the young lady I was courting at the time, she was just like, so what is that? I was like, this is my donut. Are you going to have apps? Are we going to do apps? And she was like, do you not want to talk about the donut? I was like, what is there to talk about? I look like I'm 7 feet sitting at the table because of the donut.
Because a lot of people need a donut if they have hemorrhoids. So she was probably wondering if you have hemorrhoids or if you had an injury.
I had a big blue
Why
donut.
Why would you have not rescheduled that? I mean, we talk about confidence. That's a lot of confidence to have a shifted ass and sitting on a donut with a new date.
I was having I wanted to filet mignon.
There you go. Moment of the day.
That was some date.
Sex juice on your donut.
What? What did that say?
Sexy juice on your donut.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry I asked. Good job.
Nice working with everybody this week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.